Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three, come explore with me!
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is about being with friends and figuring out what to play next. Ella the elephant is with her friends today. They're ready to have fun, but they're not quite sure what to start with. So they look around, trying a few things. And before long, they just might find the most fun game of all. Let's go play with Ella the elephant and see what happens. Rain taps softly against the window. Inside, Ella is with her friends, Hugo the hippo and Milo the monkey. Listening to the steady tap, tap, tap of the rain on the window, after a while, Hugo slumps onto the rug. "I'm bored," he says. Milo nods his head. "Me too." Ella looks around the room, then back at her friends. "What can we play?" she asks. The friends pause and look around. Then Ella sees it. "The basket," she says. "It's been sitting there for a while. They haven't opened it in so long." Ella walks over and lifts the lid. Inside are dress-up things. Butterfly wings, silk scarves in bright colors, a vest, a floppy hat, and a pair of binoculars at the bottom. Hugo leans in right away. Milo peeks over Ella's shoulder. Ella reaches in and pulls something out. Purple butterfly wings. She slips her arms through and flaps them up and down. Up and down, she flutters around the room, pretending to fly like a butterfly. Hugo reaches into the basket, too, and pulls out another pair of butterfly wings. Green ones. Hugo looks at his wings, then at Ella's. "I want the purple wings," he says. Ella looks at Hugo, then back at her wings. She thinks for a moment, then smiles. "Your turn. My turn. Let's take turns," she says. Hugo nods and keeps the green wings on for now. Together, Ella and Hugo flutter around like butterflies. Nearby, Milo is still searching through the basket. He grabs the floppy hat and plops it on his head, then pulls on the vest. At the bottom of the basket, he finds the binoculars. Milo lifts them up and looks through, turning slowly this way, then that way. He gasps, "I see a butterfly," Milo calls. He looks again. "Wait, two butterflies." Milo lowers the binoculars. He has an idea. "I'm a butterfly spotter," he says. "When I spot you, freeze." He pauses, then laughs and adds, "And when I say flutter, fly like a butterfly." He lifts the binoculars again and looks around the room. "I spot a green butterfly." Hugo freezes. His wings go very still. Milo watches, then calls out, "Flutter!" Hugo flaps his wings and zooms away. The game keeps going. Milo laughs and searches again, looking high, then low. "I spot a purple butterfly." This time, Ella freezes. Her trunk wiggles just a little as she balances on one leg. Her wings stay very still. Milo waits a moment, then calls, "Flutter!" Ella flaps her purple wings and flies past Hugo. As she zooms by, she slows. It's time to switch. She slips off the purple wings and gives them to Hugo. "Your turn, my turn. Let's take turns," she says. Hugo slides them on and lifts his arms wide. "Thank you, Ella," he says. "Now I'm the purple butterfly." Ella looks around the room. Everyone is laughing and having fun. It makes her feel happy to be playing together, especially on a rainy day. Just then, Leo the lion walks by and stops to watch. "That looks fun," Leo says. Milo lowers his binoculars. "We're playing a new game," he tells him. "It's called Butterfly Tag." Leo hurries over to the basket and looks inside. There aren't any butterfly wings left, but something bright blue catches his eye, a glittery blue scarf. Leo picks it up and wraps it around his arms. "That will work," he says. Leo waves the scarf up and down as he flutters around the room. "I'm a blue butterfly." Milo lifts the binoculars to his eyes. "I spot a blue butterfly." Leo freezes. The scarf stays still, shimmering in the light. Milo smiles, then calls, "Flutter!" Leo zooms away, laughing and giggling. After a while, Milo hands the binoculars to Ella. Ella's eyes light up. "Your turn," Milo says. Ella puts the hat on her head, pulls on the vest, and lifts the binoculars with her trunk. "I'm the butterfly spotter now," she says. Ella searches the room. "This way, then that way. I spot a purple butterfly." Hugo freezes. Ella waits just a moment, then calls out, "Flutter!" Everyone giggles. Soon, the butterflies begin to slow down and catch their breath. Even butterflies need rest. Ella lowers the binoculars and smiles. At first, they didn't know what to play when it was raining. But now, the rainy day feels even more fun than she imagined. The end. Not knowing what to play can be the very beginning of something new. When Ella and her friends paused, looked around, and shared their ideas, a whole new game came to life. The next time you're not sure what to play, you can look around too. You might notice something you haven't played with in a while, and that just might give you an idea for a brand new game. Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.